serious infraction by one of our employees.
That was David Scott, the Department of Public Works for Baltimore City, commissioner, head, supervisor, referencing and talking about a story that was just impossible for me to believe. And look, this story has been out since January 15th of this year, and yet it has taken about 10 or 11, or I can't count how many articles, and the intervention of Fox 45 to really bring this to light. And what are you talking about, C4? I'm talking about a 10-year city employee who served 8 months in prison, pled guilty now to sexually abusing a minor under age 15, spent 8 of 16 months in prison, 16-month sentence for this. While he was in prison, between 2007 and 2008, continued to get paid. Got $25,000 of $32,000 in 2008 and $4,500 in overtime during that time. And just so many things around this are wrong. Currently, this 10-year employee of Baltimore City is sitting in Baltimore County Detention Center for impersonating a police officer and sexually assaulting a Baltimore County woman. I mean, it was so much to comprehend and get in. I had to bring him in the studio. He's the one that broke this story with Investigative Voice, a good friend, Stephen Janis, who I tell you, Stephen, I'm sure when you tell people a story like this, first of all, how you doing?
Good.
First,
how are you doing, C4?
Great. I like the beard, too.
No, thank you.
I just want you to know. But when you tell somebody a story like this, I'm sure, no, that can't happen.
Right. Well, you
that's
know,
impossible.
That's when I first went around, when we first were getting the details on the story and breaking it, there were people who just couldn't believe, they couldn't answer questions about it because they didn't understand. I'm like, he's getting paid. What the inspector general found out actually is that he earned $12,000.
This is the Baltimore City Inspector General
In the report last week that he got $12,700 worth of pay, including pay for five holidays. He got paid for
while
Christmas,
he was in jail.
While he was in prison. While he was in prison. A lot of this was sick leave. The local union also gave him 24 days of sick leave out of the sick bank, which is what employees donate to give their fellow people who have long-term illnesses. He took from that. And it was signed up by the labor commissioner, and not one person in DPW called to find out where he is. Not one supervisor during that 9-8 month period when he was missing called.
My
mouth is
open.
They were required to do. They are required by city code to call to have a what's called a fit for duty, even 60 days, or they're required to report to the city's occupational health to come up with some sort of program for rehabilitation. Not a single city supervisor called.
Stephen Janis from Investigative Voice, once again, who's broken this story, is when he got out in May of 2008, he went back to work.
Yeah, he went straight back to work, even though he was on the sex offender registry, into a sensitive job where he was allowed to investigate water leaks in people's homes and in schools.
Now, let's go stop right there. It's important people understand. He gets out of jail after he's been paid all this time, and the job that he has goes out into the field, and he visits homes and schools.
Yeah, his job was to investigate water leaks for the wastewater division, where he went, where he would go into schools or people's private residences. And even though an employee, you know, found him on the sex offender registry, went to their supervisors at DPW and said, "This man is on the sex offender registry."
She got threatened.
She got threatened with firing. They said, "You know, this is a rumor. It's not true. And, you know, you can't talk about this. Do not talk about this." So that's what happened.
Stephen, excuse me, there is an ongoing investigation into this, right?
Right.
Now, are there criminal investigations proceeding forward on this?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, the Inspector General's report said clearly that fraud was committed. The basic way that he got paid, so that people understand, is that someone got doctor's notes or doctor's whatever from a doctor's office and filed these fake doctor's reports. They identify an assistant in the office of the DPW who actually filed these 15 fake and fraudulent
15.
Notes. 15 fake doctor's notes. Then that's how he got paid for 99 days of sick leave. The inspector general said they were outright fraudulent and said they were fake. So, I mean, I think that it's absolutely possible that there could be a criminal investigation. But, of course, we haven't heard from the city state's attorney's office yet. They have not commented. It's been referred to the economics crime division of the state's attorney. And so we don't know at this point if there will be criminal. But as you remember, when we did the parking ticket.
Same thing.
The woman wrote, you know, dozens of fraudulent tickets. It was absolutely confirmed. It's a perjury for each one. There was no criminal prosecution.
She was fired, but we don't know what happened after
that. We have no idea. And
Because
the
Inspector General, it was Hilton Green.
It was Hilton Green
that
was the Inspector
General.
And the report came out like almost a year and a half later. I have to say that this Inspector General really hit this one I mean, you know, a couple months isn't really that bad. I mean,
no, considering we waited a year last time. Remember the guy went in the hospital with a heart attack or whatever it was? 410-467-WBAL. Toll free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon is star WBAL. AT&T is pound WBAL. I know if you're listening in your car or at work or at home, wherever you might be listening to this, you're saying that this is fantasy. Stephen and C4 are making this up, that a city employee convicted or pled guilty. This is the most important thing. He pled guilty to sexually abusing a minor under age 15. Not only was he paid for the 8 months of the 16-month sentence that he actually served in prison, but then when he came out, he went back to work, and now he's sitting in Baltimore County Detention Center for, and the charge that he's sitting in there for right now is impersonating a police officer, a Baltimore County police officer, and sexually assaulting a Baltimore County woman.
Yeah,
he was look, Channel 45, let me just let folks hear this. Sure. Channel 45 looked into this and basically, like yesterday, had a report after interviewing David Scott and some others.
Fraud and several policy failures by the Department of Public Works allowed registered sex offender Dennis McLaughlin to not only keep his job, but also collect $12,700 in pay while spending 8 months behind bars.
You know, Stephen, and I just, you're going to stay with us. I want folks to call right after we do this. But I think it's important for folks to understand, not only did he get paid, but he also got something called a days out of a sick bank from AFSCME. How did that happen?
Well, you know, you have to fill out all these forms and go over to the union and request union. It goes through the union management, the people who actually run the union. I have talked to Glenn Middleton. He hasn't been able to give me an explanation. But you have
Glenn Middleton is the president of the union.
Asked me, you have to fill out the forms. Then it has to be approved by the city labor commissioner. So there's a lot of paperwork involved in this. You can't just It all went through. And, I mean, these are days that are set aside. People donate out of their own sick leave so that if a colleague has a long-term illness or something, you know, serious like cancer, that they can use these days.
But so instead, he drew from the
24,
sick bank.
24 days from the sick bank. 24 days.
I don't know. I mean, I usually know sickness. What to say. It's not profanity involved. I don't know what to say on this. Stephen Janis is in the studio. I want your phone calls. How did this happen? And if this is one case, how many other cases are there out there where our tax dollars, at a time we have a $121 million budget deficit, how many other tax dollars are being wasted? A criminal, a convicted criminal, is allowed to come back to work and get paid while he's in prison.
And there's some interesting things about that that I can add.
I just 410-467-WBAL.
Serious infraction by one of our employees.